Cicero said, when you have no basis for an argument, abuse the plaintiff. So, when the defendant has no basis for an argument to protect himself, then he abuses the accuser and tells the accuser that they are poor judges of whatever they're looking at, and they're poor people to be aware. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher. Cicero certainly takes this back into history, doesn't he? When you have no basis for an argument, abuse the plaintiff. This is something that takes place quite often. People are accused of taking the pencil from the table. And they say, I didn't take the pencil from the table. I didn't even walk through it. I didn't even do it. I didn't even see the pencil there. You know. Now, when the plaintiff who is saying, did you take the pencil? The defendant says to the plaintiff, did you leave a pencil there? Are you sure there was a pencil there that is missing? Was there ever a pencil there? How do you know if there was a pencil there? Did you see it? When did you see it? And you see, you're abusing the plaintiff, but you're doing it in a nice way. You're just asking them to be definite about what they're talking about. For most people are not definite about what they're talking about. Most people are not definite. They will fight just to protect their butt. They'll fight just to protect their own image. And really, all they're doing is making a fool of themselves. Because whenever you fight anything, you're empowering the people who are bringing against you the accusations. Now, how do you defend yourself if whenever you do that, you're being foolish? How do you defend yourself? The only way you can ever defend yourself on anything about anything is to never be the kind of person who would do that. Never be the kind of person who would violate the rules, who would violate the laws, who would take advantage of anything, who would steal. You know, never be that kind of person. If you are the kind of person that could not steal and would not steal and never have stolen in your life, don't let that be your only aim, because while it's true you never stole anything, you might have, under the right circumstances, done it. Now, you say under hypnosis, you can never have a person do something that they're not morally accepting of doing. But of course, if you tell a person you're taking a shower and you're in your bathroom, and so the person takes off their clothes and stands in the shower and takes a shower naked before the audience, the audience all laughs and says, ho, ho, ho. Well, the person is not standing before the audience naked. The person is in their bathroom taking a shower in a perfectly normal, ordinary way. You follow me?
Yeah.
Now, this is the same here. If a little child comes running up to you and says, he stole my candy. And so you intervene and you go to the other child and say, give me that candy. And the other child said, I won't. He says, yes, you will, or I'll beat you good, you know. And so the child gives up the candy, and then you give the candy to the other kid, and then the other kid runs away, ha, 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 you know. And then you go to the child you took the candy from, and you say, what was that ha, ha, ha about? Well, it was my candy, and he stole it from me, and he had you help him get it, you know. And you say, my God, I would never take candy from a baby. I'd never do anything like that. Never, never. Come on, son, let's go to the candy store and buy you all the candy you want, you know. But you see, that doesn't make it up, does it? He stuck his nose in where it doesn't belong. And he made an accusation. And you see, the defendant, the plaintiff who was accusing, was really, it had never been his. It had never been his. He just saw a way of getting this from this kid and say, ha, 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 I got it, you know, ha, ha. And many times things happen like that in life. And we have to be very careful. And so if, under all circumstances, we do not stick our nose in other people's business, if under all circumstances we can stay clear of judging of any kind, then we will still be accused. So there's no salvation for accusation, because all you have to do is look at the life of Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a very notable person in this, and he didn't do it. And you look at the life of a lot of other people who went to prison and later were found not guilty by their daughter. Even some of the daughters who found they were not guilty after the death of the person, you know, and because the daughters were doing it for themselves. I'm doing it for my dad's reputation. No, you aren't. You're doing it for yourself. Your dad's reputation doesn't exist once he's dead, you know. Oh, yes, it does. Look at Napoleon. Look at all these other people. Their reputation is going to change according to who gets a hold of it, you know. We saw this movie last night about fairies, and in the movie, the reporter got in there, and he found information which was valid. It was a cutout of fairies that could well have been part of a photograph, and it wasn't. But they made it look like that, only they didn't realize that the little boy who had seen the fairies first had made a cutout himself of that, because that was part of his drawing, part of his experience with them. And he didn't have a camera. You know, the girls happened to borrow their father's camera. Well, you see, who's going to prove these things? And the reporter wanted to do a very reasonable job. He wanted to discount the fairies because he wasn't brought into the story earlier. He was, but he didn't want to take part of it. But you see, he's defending his butt. He's just trying to say, see, I was right. It was a false story. And the story would never have gotten anywhere if what had not happened. If Sir Arthur Conan Doyle hadn't taken part in it, hadn't written it up in his books, and hadn't given it a lot of publicity. He's a famous man, you know. And so when he said something, people read about it and thought, either this is not true or it's true. And if it's not true, then it's just nice. And if it's true, I want to be part of it, you know. So, you see, all of these things, how do you work on it? If you have no basis for your argument, if you have no proof for your argument, then you abuse the plaintiff. So, the man in the newspaper office had no proof that anything was so, and so he just abused the plaintiff. He went after them and did what?
He pressured them.
He wanted to destroy them. And he didn't care what came about in the destruction. And so when people do things like that, what happens? Do you respect them when they try to destroy somebody else?
No. He fired back.
Yeah, I fired back to him, didn't it?
Yeah, he
did, yeah. Yeah, he had a number of interesting little flybacks on that. But the thing is, you see, this is part of what the game is. Part of the game is mind your own business. Let these things alone. Don't get involved in these things, because all they're going to do is make you unhappy and make you feel miserable. And it's not worthwhile doing that, is it?
No.
So, that's where we are today. Cicero may have said this most interesting comment, and humanity may have carried it out in its most interesting way. But divinity says, mind your own business. Divinity says, keep your nose in your own business. And you don't have to protect your butt. You don't have to do anything like that. All you do is to be yourself and have fun. So join me with being yourself and having fun, living a life that you respect and that you feel is honorable, wonderful, and good. And regardless of what anybody else says about you, you know the truth. I love you. I love you.
I love you.